Hey guys, thanks for sticking around. My name's Leah, and here I am very loud in your living room. So this next song is called Gerberas, and Gerberas are these big showy flowers, and they don't actually grow in Canada, but I kind of thought they did until I played the song for a group of organic gardeners who laughed at me. There's a lot of people in BC who garden, and they know that they don't grow outside in April, so here we go. What's that? Sorry, I'm trying to hear the heckling. I actually really like it, which I shouldn't tell you, but yeah, exactly. That's why. That he doesn't love you. Don't better in your own bed. Go home to your own kind of mess. His floor is all littered with tissues. Instead, leave your own mess of hairpins he'll find after you are gone. He'll keep them for a little while, then throw them out like dandelions and fade despite all his care. You'll miss him for a little while, then find another love to kill. Gerbera's dead on your windowsill. It's for but you, don't stay over you. Sleep better when you're alone. Don't give him that morning to worm his way in one season, then it's already over. Instead, leave your own trail of Gerberas picked from his neighbor's yard. Arrange them in a heart shape on his lawn in late April. My guitar goes constantly out of tune, just to warn you. If you hear it and it's really bad, give me the signal. I have really sensitive ears when it comes to pitch, so it drives me nuts all the time. So this is my power ballad.
Yeah!
And it's called Letters to Be. Well, it gets so cold inside my heart when it comes on. power ballad is always a crowd pleaser. So I don't really know what to play. I feel like my set list is missing a few songs, but I'm not really sure which ones. I got plenty more. Oh, man.
Is there a story behind your guitar?
I love the guitar.
Thanks. Yeah, actually, I walked into N-Jams, this place in Vancouver, and I saw it, and I was like, oh my god, that's my guitar. But I had to like round up the money for it, so I was like, okay. And they couldn't put it on hold, so I went back the next day, and I didn't see it, and I was like, oh my god. And I nearly died, but then I was just kind of blind, and there it was. It was just kind of like hiding behind some other guitars. They'd like moved it from its spot, so I bought it like right away. Yeah, that's the story. It was actually $6.50. Yeah, not too bad. Exactly. Yeah, man. Dollar store bargain. Totally. That's right.
Yeah, I got a lot of good sandwich.
Play a sandwich song.
Okay, speaking of sandwiches, there's this chicken factory down the street.
Oh.
It's really nasty, actually. You don't really want to eat chicken sandwiches from that factory. It smells really bad, and I used to walk by it every day. And I actually haven't practiced this song in a really long time, but I wrote it on my list for some reason. Yeah, exactly. It's called Hallmark Poultry Limited, which is the name of the chicken factory. Well, whatever. It's not like they're gonna like pick up my album at like the indie record store and be like, "You bastard, you stole my factory's name." But
charged them, you're promoting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so walking by this factory every day, I really wanted to destroy it. It's also in a really bad part of town, and there's like hookers everywhere in the morning. Like I'd be walking to the bus stop at like 8 a.m. and I'd past a bunch of hookers, and there'd be this foul smell from the factory, and there'd be like feathers in the gutters, and I'd be like, oh my god, I'm gonna blow it up. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like kind of, yeah, it's like not like right downtown, but like there's this industrial kind of like scummy area where I used to live, and in the summertime it's gross. So well, you'll hear it. Emo song because I got really emo about it. When the air gets hot and the smell gets out of hand, we breathe. Near the Sorry, I'm having an out-of-tune moment here. Okay, I need two volunteers, though. Anyone want to volunteer?
You want to volunteer?
All right, well, I need to. And just come up here, whoever you are.
Decide amongst yourselves.
Can you bring my beer?
Yeah.
Okay, where did I look? Okay.
We dance?
Yeah, you can totally dance.
Can I wear something like a wire thing on my head?
No, but okay. There you go. That's right. I actually was supposed to have more for this show, but I asked somebody to give them out last night, and they gave out. Had a whole bunch. And I was like, save some for Waterloo. Oh, Other end. Begin. Begin.
It's a kazoo, for God's
sake. I don't know what music is.
No, I probably would.
Almost.
There you go.
Sweet.
Give them a song to sing while I tune.
Twinkle, twinkle.
All right. One, two, three.
We're gonna do well.
Yeah. Somebody else wanna.
You're gonna have to try that again, I think.
Yeah. Come on, from the top. From the top. I think we're trying to match.
Are we ever
no, you're not trying to match. No, oh, okay. I'm tuning. You're playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Let's pick a song.
Maybe you gotta go.
Little Star. That's good, that's good. You got it. It's way better than me. You got like a bass.
I've never used a bass. I don't understand.
Which string? Lower E? Let me teach you the part. I'm playing one too. Okay.
That is
awesome. Let me just teach you the part here. Okay. Just kind of do what you want.
Okay.
The trick is to have like, you know, kazoo harmony and like lots of stuff going on.
Kazoo harmony.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Can we try that again?
It's my first
call. Okay. There's a bunch of kazoo parts. So just like, you can like, well, just, yeah.
Tribute in
yeah.
The info?
Well, you don't have to be.
Like on stage.
Yeah, just, yeah. This one, yeah.
There we go. Good.
Okay, so what are your names?
I'm Kat.
This is Kat. And Darius?
Darius.
And they're going to help me out on kazoo here, so, yeah. Kat and Darius, here we go.
They're on two
just
told
me.
Yeah. No way. No.
So, here we go. Oh, yeah, bottles are welcome, totally.
So, when I'm playing kazoo, you're playing kazoo. When you're not, we're not.
Right. Hang on, this is like not close enough to my head here. There we go. Pardon? You know what? I've had this holder for like 2 years now, and it hasn't. Yeah, I've taken it like all over the world. Seriously. Thanks. Actually, the twine got replaced with a hair lax. It just won't come off now. Search for diamonds. I'll take my shovel and you'll take your pail. Come to the landfill, we'll dig for silver. You'll look so pretty with a twist tie in your hair. There is a ferryman, he'll float us down the current. He'll take us to our golden palace on the shore.
Awesome.
He'll float us carefully behind the scenery. He'll laugh like a hyena scavenging the moon. Through ages with rats and scarecrows watching from the burning tires. We'll dance until the sun says there's work to be done, tending our garden on the broken tractor.
Keep those.
Play again on Tuesday. Thank you.
Here's another power ballad for all you power ballad lovers out there. Hold your sweetie. Snuggle up. Okay, make somebody your sweetie. This is a good excuse to make out with somebody right now, even if you don't know them. Song's called Soft Parts. Seriously, man. All right, fine. You
You can write a hard part song. All right. I want to hear it.
I think I've just got one more for you. My G string just won't stay in tune, it's true. Exactly, but it's true. The song's called Emergency Exit Plan. You can, the exit's there. I don't know where that door goes, but nowhere good. Think of many ways to die, but cleaner methods to get out of this. I never take the easy way out. I like to make life difficult for myself. So if I skip town in the middle of the night, you'll never suspect it ahead of time. I also silk screen t-shirts myself, and I'm really proud of them. They're hanging in the hallway, so you can look at them. Well, I have a piano song I could play, which I'm actually really nervous about because the first time I practiced it in like months was like today on this piano. So I might fuck it up because I fucked it up practicing it constantly.
We're kind of proud.
Several people can attest to you.
We're pro soccer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
So this song's called Alligators. So this song's called Alligators, and I actually recorded it on a really out-of-tune piano, so it's perfect. It's kind of the first time I came to Waterloo, actually, it's kind of a Waterloo story. The first time I came to Waterloo, it was after I had gone on a cross-Canada tour and crashed my car horribly and had a really bad head injury, and I was like, oh my God. But I ended up in Waterloo, and I still played my show in Waterloo, but I was like really fucked up and stuff. And
Waterloo.
Sorry?
I like how you say Waterloo instead of Waterloo.
Oh, yeah. Waterloo.
Don't
okay. That's funny. Yeah, so this I wrote this song shortly after that when I was at home with living with my parents because I was broke.
Where are we again? I forget.
Waterloo. We're in Waterloo. Okay, so this song goes out to Waterloo. Alligators on the highway. It was dark and I was running barefoot on the gravel. Scales and snapping jaws were gaining on me as I turned the corner. Saw the headlights on the rock face and woke up in a hospital bed. Saw the pink walls, was surprised that I wasn't. It's not that I'm afraid to die, it's just good to be prepared when it's time. Yes, it's good to be prepared when it's time. Don't think alligators train very well. Their Precambrian brains don't follow orders. I've never seen anything move as fast as those reptiles on the pavement. But my legs just got heavier. I scraped my knee climbing out of a window. I cut my foot on a shard of the windshield. Distract the alligators, provide some bait to lure them astray, some repellent to scare my bad luck away, or a stick in its jaws to keep its mouth open while I climb out whole, while I climb out. I'm gonna let you guys go home. Thank you so much for coming. You were an amazing audience, and it was really nice to meet you all. And thanks to the other bands, and thanks so much to Jeff for having me. I'm really stoked that I could come.